Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu Arsalahu bil haq, Bashirin wa nadhirin bayni yadayhi sayyah. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray, and whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a word of greeting. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as the life of this world seems to grow more and more wicked, more and more fractured, become more and more confusing, it may be difficult from time to time for Muslims to focus on their place in this dunya, their responsibilities and their activities in it. And this can lead to our deen itself becoming fractured and confused and broken into pieces, where people fast only because it's Ramadan, or they pray only because it's Asr time or Maghrib time. You say, well, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Well, yes, you're supposed to pray, but you're not supposed to pray because it's the time. You're supposed to pray because Allah said, pray. At the beginning of the day, in the middle of the day, in the two ends of the day, and so forth. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, we fast. Not because it's Ramadan, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said fast in the month of Ramadan. These are commands. There's a difference, if you see what I'm saying. Otherwise, people start to break the deen down into various things. Some people only see the deen as jihad. You know, constantly fighting. Whether there's a reason for it or not. Whether there's a justification for it or not. They see the deen as jihad. Some people see the deen as only salah. Some people don't see Salah as part of the deen. So they start to break the deen down because they don't know what the totality of Islam is. And they don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Islam on His creation to do. The purpose of Islam, the essence of Islam, is submission. Submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word Islam means that. From aslama, means to submit. To take your will and what you desire to do and filter it through what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. And if your will is not in line with Allah's commandment, then you get rid of your will. You don't ignore the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes it's hard to stay focused on it because, well, I pray, I fast, I'm a Muslim, I'm a good person, I do this, I give somebody. And sometimes you seem like you're stuck in the same place. You know. Why do these people over here seem to be doing better than I am? Even Omar. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's an incident in life, in the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he had some difficulty with his wives and he separated himself from them. And he secluded himself in a room, and the only person that was able to get access was Omar. And he only got access after asking three times, and the Rasulullah finally said, "You can come in." And Omar talked to him, asked him, had he divorced his wives and so forth. But Omar said, he saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was laying on a mat on the floor, and the lines from the woven mat were in his skin. And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, why don't you pray to Allah to give us prosperity so that we can have better things?" You know, that the Persians and the Romans, they don't worship Allah, and they have all of these things. And he said, "Ya Ibn al-Fakar, do you have doubts? These people get their reward for their good deeds in this dunya. We get our rewards in the akhirah. So sometimes we're looking at other people's things and we're not submitting to what Allah gave us. Each one of us, when we were born, was given a prescription, a script, if you will, an envelope for your life. Everything that you need for your life, as Allah decreed it for you, is in that envelope or in that script. And your job is to be content with it. And not to be looking at his script or that script or her script or his. What did he get in her envelope? Why did I get that? Well, I need that. What they have. No. If you have a car, if you have a Volkswagen, and I have a Mercedes, or if you want to have the Mercedes, you have the Mercedes, I have the Volkswagen. If I take a part from your Mercedes and put it on my car, it's not going to work. Because it's not for my car. If you take a part from yours and put it on or mine, and put it on, it's not for yours. It's not going to work. And so many times we're looking around, seeing what other people are doing, and we want to do what they're doing. To the point that the Prophet Sallallahu said he feared for his ummah that they would follow the unbelievers so far that if they ran down a lizard hole, they would follow them. So these warnings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our job in the life of this dunya is to submit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded for us to do and given each of us in our individual lives to do. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in front of you. If Allah made you to be an engineer, be an engineer. But do I need to be an engineer because you're an engineer? No, maybe Allah made me something else. We all, I remember I was driving down a freeway one day and I saw these men on a building. And they were building and they were walking on the rails and stuff like that. And I looked, I said, "Oh, I could never do that." And then I realized if everybody was like me, all the buildings would be about that tall. See, because Allah gave certain people the abilities to do certain things, to fulfill the purpose of His creation. And each and every individual's and creature in the creation of Allah have to submit to that. That's the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, in Surah Al-Imran, verse number 19, "Inna deena inda Allahi Islam." Indeed, the deen, the way of life in the sight of Allah is Islam. Submission. Allah could have just said easy, in English we could say, the way of life with the law is submission. The Arabic word is Islam. Islam is not a religion like Christianity, Judaism, or you know, Jainism, or this ism, or that ism, Confucianism. Islam is a way of life prescribed by Allah for His creation to be successful. And Allah has told you that. So we see from this ayah that the deen of Allah is submission. And there's another ayah in Surah Al-Imran, number 83. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أَفَرَأَيْتَ دِينَ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَاللَّهُ أَسْلَمَ وَمَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so, is it other than the deen of Allah that you desire, while to Him submit all that is in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and to Him they will be returned. So Allah is asking you a question. Are you looking for some other way of life other than submitting to Allah when everything in His creation submits to Him willingly or unwillingly and returns to Allah for justice? Key points here. Key points. You're going to submit to Allah. No question. The question is, are you going to submit willingly or unwillingly? I was talking to a brother in the masjid a couple days ago, last week, as a matter of fact, and he said, we were talking about Nia, and he said, yeah, you say, if you have the right Nia, everything goes right. I said, but if you have the wrong Nia, everything goes wrong. I said, no. If you have the wrong Nia, everything goes right. I said, what? I said, yeah, everything goes like it's supposed to go when you have the wrong Nia. You don't get what you're supposed to get. You're distanced from Allah. But this is by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not wrong. It's what it's supposed to be. So we have to start to think deeply and look into what it actually is we're supposed to be doing and how we as individuals are supposed to live our lives as Muslims, as people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and submit to Him. And in that understanding, we come to the fact that Islam is the deen of the human being. It's the deen of the creation, but in terms of the human being, people want, well, you know, Christianity, you gotta be a Christian guy. No. Prophet Ibrahim wasn't a Christian, he wasn't a Jew. He was a Muslim. Prophet Adam wasn't a Christian, he wasn't a Jew, he wasn't a Muslim. Prophet Isa wasn't a Christian, he was a Jew, but he was a Muslim Jew. He submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people don't understand that. As Muslims, not only do you have a responsibility to submit, but you also have a responsibility to do da'wah work, to explain to the other people the reality of Allah and the correct way of life. And in explaining that to them, you have to explain to them and make part of your da'wah the fact that this is the original, the only deen Allah prescribed for the human being. From Prophet Adam, who He said, who He created in the Jannah, and most Christians, I don't know about Jews, haven't really discussed it with them in this point, but it's in their books, so they probably believe it as well, that Prophet Adam was the first man. There was no other people before him. Allah created him with His own hands, and He created Hawa, His wife, from his rib. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in the garden, and He gave them everything they needed, that envelope we talked about earlier. Everything you need is in here. Don't go near that tree. That's the one caveat, the one rule. And they violated the rule. When they violated the rule, they had to leave the Jannah and come down to this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that they were going to eventually violate the rule if they went near the tree. And He knows everything. This was part of their envelope. To teach them, to teach us. Is there anybody here that thinks this is the paradise? I don't think so. But it's other people that don't believe in Allah that think this is the paradise. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the dunya is a paradise for the unbeliever and a prison for the believer. So we know where our home is. We know where we came from. Our hearts long for that when it's purified and polished to reflect the deen of Allah and the light of Allah and to follow the guidance of His MBF. Our hearts will reflect that, and it longs for the paradise. It longs for the Jannah. And we work for the Jannah. But if our hearts become stained, which they inevitably they will, because it's a constant job to keep your heart clean. Stained by this dunya, stained by the avarice and the appetites that we have for different things, stained by the waswas of the shaitan who works on us through our appetites, knowing that the heart itself receives messages from four basic places, from an angel, from Allah directly in rare occasions, from the self, the hawa, the desires, and from the shaitan. The angel always gives you good suggestions, whether you follow them or not, they're good suggestions. Allah, when He gives you a sense of message to your heart, you have to obey. There's no question. The self is only going to give you what the self wants at that particular point in time. If it's in the line of Allah, alhamdulillah, if it's not, so what? The shaitan is always going to call you to what's wrong. Always. And he will use your desires to do so. So when you understand that you have these four forces at work in your heart, and that you have an obligation to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you and created submission, not to say, well, I'm the Rabb and you're the slave. No, this is what's best for you. Allah is telling you what's best for you. And if you submit to what's best for you, you will get what's best for you. If you don't submit what's best for you, you'll get what's best for you. Allah says that. He says that for those who embrace the truth and in Surah Al-Layl, He says he makes it easy for them to way forward to prosperity. The ones who give the lie to the truth, He makes easy for them the way to destruction. These are the rules. Clear and simple. Our job is to comply. That's where the difficulty comes. Because so many people don't know. They don't take the time to study what it is. What did Allah say? Do good. Okay. Do good what? What you think good? Does the neighbor think good? What Allah says is good? And is that, yeah. I don't know. Some people know. But they still don't do. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, all you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? So there's all kinds of scenarios going on inside of each and every one of us. But there's only one scenario that will make us successful, and that is submission to the deen of Allah. So anytime you feel that you're lost, and this dunya not really sure which direction you should go in or what's happening with you, remember one word. You seen that Staples commercial they call Easy Button? They hit the button and everything they need comes. You have an easy button. It's called submission. Remember that word. When in doubt, submit. Kulu Kali had a stuff on their left and Kulu Allah. Alhamdulillah, Fatih Bissamawati wa Artija, Ilil Mada, Ikati Rusul and Uli, Ajniha, and Mawatulata wa Ruba, Yazid of Ilkhalkin and Yashina. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la
저도 안나마 하면 나도 수.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, submission, as we said, is the rule. I'm going to say something here that I don't usually say, but mashallah, Allah said say it, so I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. The khutbah is for the ummah. When the imam gets on the minbar, the malaika close the book about the people who attended Jummah. And anybody who comes in after that, Allah knows best what he's going to give to you. So, I don't know where the people who are just coming in came from, but if it's possible at all, you need to make a bigger effort. This is an admonition to you so that you can make a bigger effort, a stronger effort to get here before the khutbah starts, so you can get the full reward of the deen, because the khutbah is what it's all about. It's not just the salah. See, this is what I was talking about earlier, people compartmentalizing the deen. Oh, I got to do my prayer, 2 rakats. That's nothing, there's more than that. So please, brothers, sisters, if it's in your power to do so, because sometimes it's not, and if it's not, I understand that. But sometimes it's in your power to get up a little earlier, to stop doing what you're doing a little sooner, to put Allah first, if he's allowed you to be able to come to Jummah and get here on time, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the responsibility to do da'wah to the people. And is there anybody who has done any kind of da'wah, even just casual, if you just know a Christian or Jew or non-Muslim person or someone who doesn't have any deen or whatever, and you talk to them, get an opportunity to talk to them about Islam, their first position is disbelief. They want to argue with you. They want to tell you why they don't need to do that. And alhamdulillah, that's their right to do. Allah gave them that right. But Allah has given us advice on what to do when we meet these people. And if we use this advice, we'll be fulfilling our obligation to these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, again in Surah Al-Imran, ayah number 20, فَإِنْ هَاجُكَ فَقُلُّ إِنْ هَاجُكَ فَقُلُّ أَسْلَامُ وَجِهِيَ لِلَّهِ مَا وَجِهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَانِ وَقُلُّ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدْ تَدَايَ وَإِن تَوَلَّا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, so, if they argue with you, say, I have submitted myself to Allah and those who follow me, and say to those who were given the scripture and to the unlearned, have you submitted yourselves? And if they submit, they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then upon you is only the duty of notification, and Allah is seeing of his service. So, you don't have to argue. Can we move forward, please, brothers? We don't have to argue with people other than to ask, tell them we have submitted ourselves to Allah and the ones who follow us. Have you submitted? Don't say this if you haven't submitted, though, to some degree. Because there's a lot of people who say that Allahu Akbar and they do what they want to do. They just say Allahu Akbar because it gives them some kind of cover. Makes them people think that they have some type of status. But how do you shoot a little girl in the face and yell Allahu Akbar? Ooh. How do you kidnap women and yell Allahu Akbar?
How do you blow up people in a market shopping for food that say a lot of lack bar? They don't go together. The activity and the word do not go together, and Allah knows. But people want to put on the mantle, the cloak of Islam, to cover the bad deeds that they really want to do. So let us not be like those people. Let us purify ourselves. Let us purify our hearts. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah to Him, asking Him to forgive us, to give us the ability to do better. As one of the MBIs said, Animagulun Fantasim. Oh Allah, I'm overcome. Please help me. Call on your Lord. He will help you. Expect help from Allah. Don't expect to call on Allah and then not get any help. This is shirk. This is disbelief. Allah says, you call on me, I will make a response to you. So use this. Use the tawbah. Use the good deeds. Use the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in His book to guide you through the life of this world so that you can reach Him having done your best to do what He created you to do. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم اللهم اكفِ المسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت السميع القريب المجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة.